Hey, Flippers.
Merry Christmas. It wasn't very loud.
Hey, Flippers.
Hello, Dad, Mom, Phil, and anybody else that's going to hear this, all of you, Marjorie and Leo and all the children, and Dan, Catherine. Christmas evening, the kids are in the girls' room. They're looking at a little projector that you slide show on the wall, and they're looking at the funnies, using it to project them on the wall. So it was pretty quiet, so I thought I'd start this. Eileen and Al, they just left. We were going to make a recording with them, but so hard to get it quieted down when they were here that we never got it done. Then the fog started moving in. We've had an awful lot of fog recently, and they didn't want to be trapped in that, so hard to see. So I wanted to start this while the kids were in there. We'll hear from all of them later. And it's just now 5:30. Just got through eating. Going to get the news shortly on television, and we'll probably resume sometime after then. It's been a pretty nice day. It's been real warm the last week anyway. It's been up, close to 80. But today the Santa Ana broke up and the fog moved in. In fact, last night it was real foggy. I had to work last night. When I came home at 12 o'clock or after, it was real foggy then. I don't know whether you were going to make a recording or not today, but we thought we'd go ahead and make one. This first I've had the recorder out for, I don't know how long. Surprised it even worked. Has got an awful hum in it. I don't know whether it would be recorded on the tape that way or not. There's an awful lot of hum on it when I was playing back. I just played back what started there at the front to see how it would sound. So I don't know where the hum's going through or not, but anyway, you'll know that it is what it is. It's been a very good Christmas. Enjoyed all my presents, and shirt was real nice. Needed my socks. And with the money, I bought a slide viewer. With my camera, I have everything made in slides now instead of photographs, and that way I can view the slides through this little viewer. And I think I'll get me a pair of shoes with the other part of it. I need some work shoes, so I think I'll get that. And Dorothy, she got me a sander, electric sander, which I wanted to use on refinish the doors on the house, and get some of that done. It's so hard to sand them by hand. So I'll enjoy that. I'll get to use it for long. We have 4 days off. Well, we got off Thursday night. I had to work Saturday night, which was Christmas Eve. And we don't go back till Tuesday. Then we work 3 days, and we're off next Friday again over the New Year's till next following Tuesday. Of course, there'll be a lot of football games to listen to then, Rose Bowl particularly. We was over at Eileen's Friday night. We went over for supper and watched television on the color set. It's a beautiful set. The colors are so natural. I never much ever thought I wanted a color television set till I seen the one they had. And I don't know, the colors are real nice on it. Programs you never much think of watching, you will watch on color. All the dresses and the scenery and the lights, it makes it more interesting in color. I think that'd be quite a bit cheaper before I'd buy one. I don't know what they had to give for that one. It's an Admiral, actually made by RCA. Now, he thought that was the best set that was out at the time. Some guy come over to adjust it yesterday. He wanted a special color technician or something. Al wanted him to check it. But it looked so perfect Friday night, I'd hate to have anybody touch it. And sure enough, today when they come over, they said that he really honked it up. It's worse now than it was, so Al's going to have to go back into it and readjust it. I don't know why he wanted somebody else to touch it when it looked so good. I think he's sorry he did now. Well, I've been rattling along here. I hadn't figured on talking this much right now. We generally end up with so much tape left to rack along on the end. But still quiet in here, so I thought I'd keep going while it's still quiet. Well, we'll be waiting for your arrival out here. I hope it's very soon. Probably will be a couple of weeks in the way you last talked. I hope Phil comes out with you. Do him good to get away from the cold weather. Enjoy some nice warm weather. Was started out where it looked like it was going to be a rainy year. We had rain about every week there for 3 or 4 weeks. Now it's shut down and we haven't had any for a couple of weeks and none in sight now. Just can't rain out here. Get some of your snow that you had. Be nice. Almost did. I guess about 2 weeks ago, wasn't it? We had frost and really raised heck with some of my plants. I had a lot of cineraras, I guess that's what they call them, along the north side here, and the ones I had a few in pots, which I brought in under the patio, but the ones that were outside, it really clobbered the leaves on them. They'll probably come back, but sure did kill the leaves. They're real tender. My hibiscus clobbered them good, and I had cutting them back. They were frosted pretty bad, so they needed pruned back anyway. But boy, you'd be surprised how the ice froze around here. That night when I got home from work, which was about 12:30, I walked out to cover the orange tree and some of that stuff, and the yard was frozen. It was just like walking back home and crunching under your feet where the rain had froze. And that is just pretty unusual for along the coast here. Back inland, you wouldn't think so much of it. Raised heck with the lawns, too, particularly the Bermuda, because it won't stand any cold weather whatsoever. It really goes dormant. So it took care of it. The snapdragons and the pansies. I got some stalks. Didn't seem to hurt them at all. It sort of nipped the leaves a little, but didn't infect them too much. They all be blooming nice by the time you get here. At least I hope they pull through. Well, I don't know. Let's see. What else am I talk about? Been going on here. I've got this on 3¾ speed. So there's going to be plenty of tape like we always do. We always run out of words before we run out of tape. Well, when I get the kids in here, they'll run off of quite a bit of it anyway. You want to say anything now, Dorothy? We can talk later after they go to bed or later on the night. If you've got anything to say right now, while it's quiet.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to as I understand it, you've got 2 clocks for Christmas, so you can't have an excuse for being late. That was a pretty good deal. I should have written Phil. I had intended on it, but my days are kind of upside down anymore, so think nothing of it. But I do hope you like it, and both of them, I mean, and consider keeping them. Wouldn't be bad to have 2 clocks in the house.
That big house.
Yeah, that big house. You can put one in every corner. Like Eileen says, she knows people's got several clocks in one room. So it's not unusual, I guess. I don't know. I was trying to straighten up the boys' room a little bit and come by here to listen to Victor a minute. They've got quite a few new little odds and ends. By the way, the girls' sweaters do fit, and they look real nice. I made them wool skirts, so they go real well. And I don't know, the boys think their sweatshirts they were wearing today, and they fit all right, so we'll have to have the pajamas tonight, I know that. And the white shirts, I believe, will be all right, because that's the size that they're wearing. And there's some fussing coming, so maybe I better go see what's going on.
Well, here's Mark. He wants to talk to you. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Grandma and Grandpa.
Did you have a nice Christmas?
Yes.
You did? Well, let's hear a few things you got.
I got a Mattel Fanner and a Game of States and an oil paint set and an invisible riding set and then
were we looking at bugs at?
A microscope.
Yeah, you got a microscope, so we can bisect bugs.
Let's see, what else did I... I got a shirt, you know.
A shirt from you know?
Yeah.
From you know who?
You know.
Oh, you mean Grandma in it?
Yeah,
yeah, you've been wearing them yellow shirts. I never seen so many yellow shirts around here. We had to take a picture of them early this morning, didn't we, on our color film?
Yeah.
Well, what else? Anything else? Oh, you got trucks and
games. I got a truck and
Of course, you got your pajamas. You haven't tried them on yet. We're going to take a picture of all of you in your pajamas for long.
Let's see what else.
Well,
yeah, I got a shirt from Eileen. And I got a pair of socks.
Socks?
And shorts. Two pairs of socks. Shorts and... And a sweater. And what else did you give me
that? We're not talking over there. We're talking here.
And.
Well, that's pretty good anyway. They get a general run of what you got. Hey, by the way, what's that big bandage on your thumb?
It's a cut. I almost cut the tip of my thumb off.
And how'd you do that?
I was killing fish and I tried to cut the fish tail off. Instead, I almost cut my thumb.
Yeah. What'd you have to do to it?
Had to get 4 stitches.
Yeah, wasn't that fun?
Yeah. That it was.
Well.
Tell them about the doctor.
Well, we got to get along here. We got so much tape here, so you want to tell them goodbye?
As soon as I tell them something.
Well, now...
The doctor froze my thumb and then put the stitches in.
Yes, okay.
Goodbye.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
Fine.
Are you tired?
Yep.
You are. You had a busy day, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, was Santa Claus good to you?
Yep.
He was. What's a few things you got besides that big yellow shirt you got on? Sweatshirt or whatever you call it.
Sweatshirt.
Sweatshirt. You like that, don't you? Well, it can be pretty handy. A little chilly day.
Yep.
Not like it was the last couple of days.
Yep.
Well, what'd you get?
Oh, she'll get it.
What?
Oh, she'll get it.
You want to sure get it?
What'd you get? What's this?
No. A holster?
A holster? What do you got in the holsters?
Guns.
Well, that's pretty good. I must have got that from Santa Claus.
Yeah.
What else? What's all them toys?
The truck.
I got a train.
Yeah, I got a train.
And a flock.
And a truck.
An oil paint.
Oil paint.
Yeah,
that sounds fine. Well, come on. Well, you got a lot of clothes and stuff, didn't you? And just things from Grandma and Grandpa. Tell them
never
hi.
Never mind.
Never mind? Well, never mind something.
Hello?
Who are you talking to? Who are we going to send this to?
What?
This tape. Who are we going to send it to?
Grandpa.
And who else?
Eileen.
Who? No, not Eileen.
Grandma.
Yep.
You want to tell them Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Come to see them soon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't mumble so. We can't understand you. Well, let's see where else we can dig up. Hi, Tex. I was looking for Kevin, but it don't look like Kevin with all them 6 guns on. What's your name?
Kevin.
Oh, it is. Want to say hi?
Hi. Grandma and Grandpa.
Well, that's nice. How was Santa Claus to you?
Fine.
Did you have a good day?
Yes.
You look a little tired.
I'm not tired.
Well, you didn't get up too early, did you?
No.
Almost 7 o'clock. Fantastic. What did you get for Christmas?
A brown frock with a brown trailer that carries the white cow?
Oh, yeah, the trailer carries the white cow. I can see that in here from here. What about this?
And a new yellow shirt.
A new yellow shirt.
And my guns with holster and break the field to shoot out of the guns.
Yeah,
I have a car target, but I don't know where it lives.
Well, you got some bullets, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Actually, shoot the bullets out. Yeah, them are real nice guns. Oh, you got a whole lot of things, didn't you?
I got checkers. I got...
Yeah, you're an old checker player. I know that.
I got a chalkboard with paint and top that just a bunch out on the darts.
Yeah, you got a lot of things, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you had a real nice Christmas, huh?
Yes.
Are you anxious to see Grandma and Grandpa?
Yes.
I know you are. They won't be long. They'll be out here shortly. How much tape we got left here? Getting pretty close near the end. You want to tell them Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Okay, Kevin. We'll talk to the girls on the other side. I think the tape's just about near the end. We'll see how this sounds. Dennis the Menace is on over on the television set. You're probably hearing it in the background besides guns clicking. Mark's over there clicking all of his guns. Well, this is it. We'll turn it over and finish up the other side. Well, here we are on the other side of the tape. We'll get Candace, do her a little bit. Hi, Candy.
Hi.
What's that, Lily?
Hello.
Well, not to me.
Hello.
What did Santa Claus bring you?
He brought me a watch.
What, a wristwatch or a pocket watch?
A wristwatch.
Oh, I see.
And a lavender kitty cat pajama bag. And a paint set has four pictures to paint and their horses. And park and shop game. And a projector scope. And you put pictures under it and they project up on the wall. You want me to tell what else I got?
Well, you might as well, as long as you're at it.
And I got a light bulky knit sweater from Grandma, and a slip from Mom and Dad, and an aqua skirt from Mom and Dad. And Vicky got me an autographed dog and a Ten Commandment bracelet. And from Mark, I got a sweater guard and an ankle bracelet. And Bruce got me four pair of pants. And Kevin got me a half slip. And from Eileen and Uncle Lyle and Phil, I got aqua capris with a sweater and a Monopoly game.
Real pretty outfit, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
I'd take some pictures of it, too.
You already did. It's
pretty in color. That's what I said. We already had. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yes.
You got everything you wanted? You have to learn how to tell time now that you got a wristwatch.
I know how.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, want to tell them bye then?
Bye.
No, you'll be seeing them.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, it won't be long. Well, we'll get hold of Vicky. Here's Bean. Hi, Beanie.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine.
Well, isn't that nice?
Uh-huh.
Did Santa Claus come see you?
Oh, boy.
Well, what?
Well, I got a clue game. That's real nice.
Yeah.
And it's a hobby craft, and they're miniature pictures, and you paint. And it has the frames. And I got a jam a dog, and I think I'll name it Puddles.
Puddles, nice. And Puddles.
And I got a watch. And I got a a scope. And some nail polish.
Oh, wow, that's real nice. Who is that all that from?
Sammy.
Sammy? Okay, go on.
For Mark, I got an ankle chain and a sweater guard. And for Kevin, I got a half slip. From Bruce, I got 4 pair of panties. And from you and Mother, I got a whole slip and a lavender skirt.
You squirt. Both of you squirt.
What's a skirt? And for my girlfriend, I got a little stuffed donkey, and I'm named that Tinker.
No, not great.
And from Eileen, I got capris and a sweater, and they're purple. And a Monopoly game. From Grandma and Grandpa, I got a sweater and some panties. And I'm going to buy, since I got a lot of purple things, I'm going to buy me a purple pair of shoes Tuesday.
Who said so?
Me. I got $5.
Yeah. Purple shoes?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to do purple shoes?
Where?
Well, that's going to be nice. Did you have a nice Christmas?
I guess so.
You guess so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds enthusing. Anything mm-hmm. else you want to say?
I'll see ya.
You will?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
And I look different.
You look different.
Yeah.
For worse or for better?
Oh, come on.
You said you look better. I didn't want it. It's for worse or for better.
I don't know.
Well, okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, here we are back again. It's 9:30 anyway, and boys are in bed. The girls are getting ready for bed. Trying to finish out the rest of this. Don't particularly know what I'm going to say, as usual. What was it? I had something I wanted to say, and I forgot what it was now. Oh, it's your foggy out now, anyway. Boy, I never seen such thick fog. Can't even see across the street. Can't even see the lights behind us on the street, which is pretty close. I get sure tired of this fog. You don't have to go very far inland either to get rid of it. Al and Eileen said last night when they were going home about 12 o'clock that as soon as they got up by Allied Gardens, they got right out of it. Never was much fog up there. I think when I do move, I'm going to get away from the coast. Had all this damp weather I want. It's been staying so wet. If it ever be a wet year, it'd be miserable up here. We had a real nice time over. I think I mentioned it earlier in the tape. We had a nice, went over to Eileen's Friday night. Al, he didn't get home till, I guess about 8:30, wasn't it? We ate about 6:30. I think we waited about 6:30. And he came wandering in. I guess they had the old distributors and all that's been getting together and things like that, and he's pretty late getting home. So he ate by himself, and then we watched the color set for a while, and then we took Eileen and we went over in Del Cerro and looked it over at the Christmas decorations, which were real nice over there. It's where all the money is, part of the money anyway. They had some real beautiful places and really lit up over there with outside lights. It was real pretty. Then we come on home after that. We watched, it wasn't too much on color television, in fact, that night. I think, what was it? Telephone Hour or something like that was on, which, like I said, if it hadn't been in color, I'd have never would have watched the thing, because that's all it was for color watching. And then the news, sports, from LA Channel 4, it was in color, and Kurt Massey and I can't think of her name right now, it was in color. So we didn't get to see that much of it, and like I said, it's real nice color. Haven't tried my shirt on yet, but I know it's alright because it's my size. I needed the socks real bad. In fact, I didn't think I was going to make it till Christmas before I run out. And Dorothy's purse, boy, that is nice leather. I haven't figured out what it is yet, but it's sure soft. I'd gotten her one purse. I got her a pair of those real narrow heel things. It looks like you're walking on toothpicks. And I got a purse to match that. But it was suede. But this one, sure nice leather, whatever it was made of. Do you want to talk a while, Dorothy? Still got about a half of this to go.
Well, I'll relieve you. What did you tell about what I got?
Well, go ahead.
Oh, you told about the purse and the shoes. Well, so I got two purses. I'm as good as you are with two clocks. But really, I need both of them. And then wall plaques. Did you tell them that?
I didn't tell them nothing.
Oh, the boys got me some wall plaques. And three little skunks and a couple dog heads. So I thought I'd put the three little skunks in the hole leading out of the bathroom. I told Victor, follow the stink, you know. Cute. I'm as bad as Kevin anymore. Let's see then, what else? Oh, the girls got me some serving sets. You know, four plates and four cups. I've always wanted some of those. When I might have guests in, which is rarely with this mob. And, oh gosh, that must be about it, what I got. I think, besides the money, I think I'll go buy me a new dress. I'm losing weight. Today hasn't been a very good day, though. So,
Well, I didn't tell them what we had.
Oh, you didn't tell them what we had? We had a turkey, and I bought a fresh one, and it was an armor one, and boy, was that good. I think it was the best turkey I've had. And it was so nice and moist, and dressing, and potatoes and gravy, and apple salad, Waldorf, I guess you'd call it, and of course I had pumpkin, and mince pie, and cranberries, and rolls, and that must be about it. And Al said they had three invitations to go out to dinner, and he told Eileen they better come over here because I was the best cook. I should have told him flattery would get him nowhere. And you see, Eileen was kind of sick last night. They were somewhere to eat, and they had plum pudding and didn't set very well or something. And
Eileen looks a lot better.
Eileen does look better, yeah. I think, I don't know. She's just home too much, though. She's still home too much. She should be out and around going. She said today that you were talking about getting an apartment when you came out, but she didn't think you should. So, I don't know. I suppose it'll be a battle. She thought she would keep, she'd see if she couldn't find more things to do to keep you occupied. So that's for you to decide, though, whatever you want. And, oh gosh, I can't think.
Well, you play with Rory and the cat.
Yes, you can play with Rory and the cat. Oh, dear. Bruce still doesn't want to have anything to do with that dog. And, I don't know. Mark, he worried me because he had that bandage on his thumb, and I thought maybe the dog would try to bite his thumb. That's all I'd need. He knows better than to play with knives, but he went down the street, and his grandparents are visiting down there, and they had been cleaning fish. He plays down there all the time, but they'd been cleaning fish, and the grandfather said, well, somebody didn't scale the fish, you know, clean enough. So he handed Mark the knife and went on in the house, I guess, from the way I get it. And so Mark was trying to cut the tail off the fish. And he cut his thumb. He cut it halfway through on the end, and which was quite deep and all. So I took him to the doctor, and they put four stitches in. And, of course, Mark, he sit there, and he talked all the time. I said I didn't know who had more fun, Mark or the doctor. Mark was so sure that was going to hurt him. And so the doctor put Novocaine in it, and, of course, it blows it up, swells it somehow or other. And he didn't feel the stitches, and boy, he just couldn't get over that. So that's probably one he'll remember for a while. Have you got anything you want to say right now, Victor?
Go ahead, Gabby.
Oh, go ahead, Gabby. Well, I don't know. I'm real Gabby tonight. I can't think of nothing right now. I hope that you got the presents all right, and what did you think of Vicky's picture? Eileen just thought it was terrible. Vicky, she thought it was pretty good. Of course, it was quite dark. They didn't finish them very good.
Well, it's just a cheap school picture,
but she thought it was pretty good. But I think Eileen was quite flabbergasted at the girl. She thinks Vicky's changed so much. She primps all the time. She's concerned about what she looks like. And they're both have changed quite a little bit since we were home. And I guess that's just part of growing up. So they're kind of nice looking girls, though. They've been doing a great deal of babysitting lately and have made, $10 or so between them. I mean, not between them, each. Or better than that, I think, by the time the last couple of months has went by. And they seem to do pretty well with the kids around. Of course, they know all the little ones, and they do pay attention to them when they are outside, so that does make it a little easier, I think, for them to sit with them. And we have one little baby, 6 months old, little redheaded girl, and I think they kind of fight over who's going to take care of her. But they've been feeding her and everything else. Of course, Mama gets a call on the phone every once in a while to come and do something because they don't know just exactly how to do it, but as long as I'm around, I don't really mind. I don't, let's see,
well,
now I can't think.
The only girls in
the neighborhood. Yes, they are. They really are. There's right in here, of course, there's a half a dozen houses or so where there is little children, and there's no one right their age to really take care of them, so they do have a great deal of sitting opportunities. So in the future, they ought to make a little more, I imagine. I just don't like to have them out too late at night. That's the only thing. And, of course, most of them do try to not stay out too late. So, you got something right now, Victor, that you can think of to say?
Nothing right now. We're getting near the end.
Is it very cold back there, or are you freezing?
I heard it's mighty
and,
cold.
Yes.
Boy. I think it's warmed up today.
Today? Well, did you have a white Christmas? That's what I want to know. Aunt Mary wrote that they were having snow or something at that time, or they had it.
Well,
I didn't quite get it. Well, I hope you had a nice Christmas, and everybody's doing real well, and kids are all growing and everything. Catherine's getting along real well, and I'll turn it over to Victor, and we'll be seeing you.
Yeah, I imagine Catherine's getting along all right, but now she probably had to take it pretty easy through the Christmas anyway. She got all that mad rush, probably. At least should have. Well, won't be long to be starting out here, so be glad to see you, and hope Phil decided to come along. It'd be nice for him to make the trip. Be easier on you to have somebody to drive you out.
Fedmar has beautiful glassware.
Don't mention the glassware at Fedmar or Safeco, because Fedmar doubled the size of their store since you was out here last. They've got all kinds of things now that they didn't used to have so much of. And what a mess it was during Christmas. More people than you ever want to try to shop with. Well, I think the tape, well, got a few little turns left, but not too many. So you write and tell us what date you're planning on leaving, so we can be prepared. And we'll see you, and have a happy new year. I think this will get to you by New Year's anyways. So goodbye. Do you want to say goodbye, Candy?
Bye.
Vicky?
Goodbye.
Okay.
See you later.
Yeah, we'll see you later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.